Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Live in the Day with Jay. Thank you guys for joining me for yet another great show. We got a lot of great things going on. There's so many things I want to talk about. I can't even figure out what I want to talk about first because there's so much stupidness going on right now in our area. First of all, let me tell you, the radio show is definitely headed in new directions. We got the Shop Talk show that's going to be on Facebook Watch. We're still working on that. In about 3 weeks, you guys are going to get the first episode. It's going to be really, really interesting. We still need help. I don't know how to quite put it, but we can't keep doing things for this show if I don't get, you know, some of the help, the donations that I really need, and I really need them. And I'm going to give you my Venmo. For those of you who have Venmo, if you want to donate, you can send it to my Venmo. I will give it to you. Somehow we'll get it posted up there. I'll get somebody to post it up there. The Venmo, by the way, is it's the sign at, and it is James-Muhammad-9. That's that Venmo if you want to donate. I really, truly need for you guys to donate because there's so many more things that we got to get done with this show. I really need the donations. I'd like yesterday because there's things that we want to get done. Miss D, I'm doing good. Hey, Miss D, put this on your page so people who want to donate to Venmo today for the projects that we got going on can do that. They can put the at symbol, and it's my first name, James, J-A-M-E-S, dash, Muhammad, M-U-H-A-M-M-A-D, dash, 9. And that's at Venmo. So you guys can donate to what we got going on. And I'm serious, really donate. But we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in Gastonia. Before I get to the ridiculous school system, we are going to talk a little bit about what's going on with that Confederate monument. The things that transpired this week are absolutely crazy. I don't understand why people continue to want to keep the hate and division going in Gastonia. Gastonia needs no more hate. No more division. I don't think that we can take anything else going on in Gastonia. But yet and still, they decided that they did not want to vote. The commissioners, that is, Gas County commissioners, decided they did not want to vote whether to remove this statue or not, which I think is absolutely ridiculous because they put together the Council of Understanding. Now the Council of Understanding was not supposed to come back with any kind of recommendation. Well, I don't know anybody on that Council of Understanding, including myself, that had the time to just sit up there and have good conversation. That is not what it was all about. We needed to make sure that there was an educated consensus given back to the County Board of Commissioners, and it was. And I don't know at what point in time they decided they did not want to at least take what the Council of Understanding had in consideration. They didn't want to do any of that. They didn't do any of that. So they're going to try to put it on a referendum to let the people vote for it, which is not going to work. And I can go through lots and lots of details to why that's not going to work. And I know that is something that we can't do or that they can't do. And I don't know why they are continuing to stall. Between them and the Gaston County schools, I don't understand what's going on in Gastonia. I don't understand it. For those of you who don't know, I know today it was announced that Charlotte Mecklenburg schools are retracting what they were doing for school, and they are actually going to be remote the entire year. Somebody care about the teachers and the students there. And that's all I'm going to say on that. But we're going to get back to them in just a little bit, because I do want to talk. I want to hear what you have to say when it comes to why they are not making those same decisions here in Gastonia, and why so many people are quiet. Why are so many people continuing to want to be in scared mode, as I should say? And you know, and I don't know if it's scared mode. I just know people won't stand up for themselves no more, and I don't understand that. I wasn't taught to not stand up for myself. I was taught to stand up for myself and to fight for things that I believed in, fight for the right things, fight for the little people. I was taught those things, and I don't understand why so many people are not wanting to stand up for themselves. Number to call, 515-602-9785. Also, I want to talk a little bit, guys, about what is our expectation this year? What is our expectation? What do we expect to happen in our community this year? Are we going to go to the polls? Are we going to send in our votes? Are we going to be registered to vote? Are we going to do what we need to do to get those people that are not doing what they should be doing for us out of seats and putting people in seats that are going to do what we need for them to do? Are we going to vote? It's a crying shame that we have to beg people to vote. Do y'all not see what's going on in the world? Do you not see how turbulent even conversations are right now in the world? We should not have to beg people to vote. I don't understand that. I don't understand that. Number to call is 515-602-9785. And then we're going to talk a little bit about Congressman Lewis's his homecoming today. I've never ever in my life been so happy to see former leaders that talk with a little sense than I was today. It put things in perspective. And the reason I say that, guys, is because I don't know that the average person really understands the totality of John Lewis passing away. Y'all, we ain't got many left. We're going to talk about that. Number to call is 515-602-9785. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay.
Ain't no stopping, nothing. What's the use in trying? Ooh, give me chills. Ain't no stopping, nothing. What's the use in trying? Ooh, give me chills.
Fill me up, boy, and let me ride. Crazy Live Alkaline Water is a family-owned, father and son business operated by Mr. Robert McCray, where he was proudly appointed by his great-grandparents to continue their journey of life, love, and respect. Live Alkaline Water is manufactured at the packaging property. Therefore, no chemicals are used in the treatment of the water. That's right, Live Alkaline Water is 100% pure from mineral beds 800 feet below ground. To learn more about this healthy way to enjoy pure alkaline water, call to speak to a representative at area code 336-775-7501. That number again is area code 336-775-7501. Or to contact Robert McCray himself, send an email to emaul9@gmail.com. Again, that's emaul9@gmail.com. And remember, eat right, drink right, think right.
Mentors Inspiring Males for Success provides new hope for males ages 6 through 17 in the Gaston County and surrounding areas. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success strives to inspire participants to spiritually, mentally, and culturally grow to achieve personal and social accountability. For more information, contact Glenn Bratton at 704-524-4058. Again, that's 704-524-4058. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success. Gastonia's hope for the future.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Now go get him, Daddy.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call, 515-602-9785. That number again is 515-602-9785. Call in. I want to hear what you got to say about what's going on in Gastonia. Also, real quick, let me say I appreciate Little Rock, Arkansas. Oh, my goodness. South Philly, Chicago, New York, Atlanta, Tallahassee, Florida, Houston, Seattle, Washington, Bakersfield, California, and I know I'm forgetting a lot of you guys, but I appreciate you guys continuing to supporting the show. I appreciate you continually playing the show. There's people that know me in places I've not even been yet, and I've been a lot of places. So I appreciate you guys' support, and I want to continue gaining the support all over because the show is doing many great things. Also, you guys, before we went to the break, I told you I need for you guys to donate to the cause. Venmo, you can go to Venmo, you can go at Venmo, and the donation name is at the okay, let me get my stuff together. It's at James-Muhammad-9, and that's at Venmo. And you know, every donation you get, you can actually, I'll give you a receipt for it or whatever the case may be, because the show is a real entity. It's not a made-up entity. So I want you guys to know that. So if you give a donation, I guess you can claim it on whatever you need to claim it on at the end of the year. Gastonia. So there's been a big fuss about the Confederate Monument. Put together by the county commissioners, a group of people, which I was involved, and they call them the Council of Understanding. That sounds about like the Justice League, don't it? Call them the Council of Understanding, or us, the Council of Understanding. Ms. D, no, I sent you a text. So you should have it. Tasked with finding a little history on the monument, what it means to people, why are you against it, why are you for it, coming up with a collectively intelligent, educated consensus of why it should be relocated or why it shouldn't be relocated. And it was going to get sent to the commissioners for their consideration. Well, yeah, Mr. Noble, I did. And yeah, we're going to talk about that. And so they did. The Council of Understanding come back with a 7-5 vote. A 7-5 vote to remove. Shane, you can call in on the show. To remove the monument to somewhere else. Move it somewhere where it's more appropriate, where it should be. Whether that's in a grave site where there's some fallen Confederate soldiers lay the rest, which I think that would be very appropriate. Well, instead of making a decision like they should have, they decided they're going to try to send it up through the channels and get it on a referendum on a ballot. You guys got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. Nobody has time to be playing these games. Be the leader that you were voted in office to be. You know, at this point in time, it's not fair to the ones that wanted the monument to be relocated or the ones that wanted the monument to stay where it is. It's not fair to either side. I think at this moment, you need to vote. You need to call an emergency meeting. You need to vote. And you need to get this of the division in Gastonia out of the way. Undoubtedly, there's division in Gastonia. The monument is at some of, maybe not the center, but it's at, well, I will say it's at the center of the division. Get that part of the division out of the way so we can move on, so we can go do better things, so people don't have to go protest, so you don't have to see people on TV protesting. Get that part out of the way so we can go on with our lives. Gastonia is not this type of place. I know it's a lot of things, but it's not this type of place. It's not. And for so many people to stand behind the division and threats, fusses and fights and just real ridiculous kid stuff, and nothing's getting done, I don't understand it. Now, I said to you guys, and I got some emails from some people. I said last week on the show, I said I've been hearing Walker Reed's name come out a lot. And I stand on everything I said. Leave that man alone. Leave him alone. Leave him alone. All of you know by now that he had an emergency procedure done. And if you think that being in leadership is easy, try running for office. Leave that man. I'm not going to harp on it too much longer, but leave him alone. Leave him alone. Even if he gave you a statement, which I think he has given a statement, and it might not be what people like, but I think he has given a statement, and he's better than me because I wouldn't have given nothing. Being in the state that I am in, I would have taken my doctor's orders, and I would have rested. You don't have to like me. But y'all, leave the man alone. If there is something that we, especially the ones that want the peace and the unity, think we need from him that's going to make it all go away, then tell me what it is, because I'm telling you, even if he gave a speech or whatever the case may be that you're wanting, it's not going to make all this go away. There's going to take action behind this, y'all. Action has got to take place for any of this to go away. We can march till we turn green. We can speak to the cameras before we while we turn green. We can talk till we can't talk anymore. But if we don't put any action behind all these marches and all this talking and all this fussing and bickering, then I promise you, we just wasting time. And I don't think any of us got time to be wasting. So come up with some viable plans. Come up with some viable options. I'm hearing the Stop the Violence program was a hit. From what I've seen a lot of positive things come out of it. Those are the things that are starts to getting answers to those hard problems. And those hard problems, man, I'm telling you, division will make some things happen in a negative overtone in a minute, and it will continue. But y'all leave the mayor alone. Leave him alone. That's all I'm going to say. Leave him alone. If you want to make some differences, like Connor just said, you go vote. Register to vote. That's how you make some differences. Stop thinking, and I'm talking to my black community right now. Stop thinking because you have a black person in leadership that everything is going to be okay and sweet, and we're going to have it the way we want it. Stop thinking that. Y'all thought that when President Obama was in office, and it was horribly wrong. And he actually told you on the first State of the Union, he said, look, I've laid the blueprint. You need to clean your own backyards now. Nobody took heed to that. Nobody. And now he's gone, and everybody is whining and crying. I'm one of them. I've never missed a president like I missed this guy. But guys, we have to take heed to what we have in front of us. When people lay down the blueprint, especially in your community, and you don't decide to act on it, then we can't blame anyone but ourselves. I'm going to move on just a little bit. Oh, okay. So that caught my attention. So I think that's how you say your name. How do you say your name? Is it Shabi or Shabai? Forgive me for ruining the name, but it says voting changes nothing. We've been voting for over 50 years. It's time to segregate and separate from our oppressors. Where are we going? Okay, and he left a link there. Anyhow, continuing on in Gastonia. There are lots and lots and lots. Shabbat. Okay, got you. A lot of people are upset with what's going on with our school system. You know, had the show last week and talked about why it's not a good idea to be opening the schools. Why it's a bad idea to try to rush this thing. And I, you know, once again, I don't understand why everyone else is getting this right except for where we are. I don't understand that. I don't understand why we can't get it right in Gastonia. I don't understand why so many people are infatuated with being on TV instead of collaborating with the ones that are out here really standing face to face and giving facts and fighting for what's right. I don't understand that. I told you guys just a little bit ago, the Stop the Violence program that was going on last week, I got a chance to see a little bit of it. I didn't get to go, but I felt really good about the progress that come out of that. See, a lot of people was expecting for it to be very, very, very negative, but it wasn't. Surprise, surprise on you, on you. We have to do better. We have to do better. We have to support what's right. We have to support what's going on. We have to support Even if you think that it's a lost cause, we need to support. Shabbat, I don't know if you want to take that fight up with Scotty, because I can promise you, you ain't getting nothing but facts from that dude. Nothing but facts. And I'm going to sit back and I'm going to watch that one. Number to call is 515-602-9785. Guys, we're going to talk about a little bit more about the school system. We're going to talk a little bit more about Congressman Lewis. I really want to talk about Congressman Lewis. And I want to talk about how effective just the fact that the struggle that he had, that he lived, and the things that he stood for, we can't let those things go die in vain. We can't do it. We can't do it. Because if we do, then we don't deserve what the fight really is meant for us to accomplish. Number to call, 515-602-9785. You guys are definitely live today.
Life is like dodgeball. You get hit. get up. Dodge again and again and again. Escapism.
Hey, what's up, family? This is your boy D-Lo, and you are now live in the day with Jay. Peace.
So 2975. For those of you that are in the chat on Facebook, I know you guys were reading some of that commentary by somebody that decided to troll and wanted to get their agenda out there, get their point across, when they should have been trying to talk about some unification and trying to get some peace together. They want to talk about something silly and something that doesn't make any sense at the moment right now, because they talking about separation, this, that, and the other. And, you know, I have no time for that. I have no time for that. We are talking about bringing the community together. We're talking about trying to remove those things that are divisive in our community, which we know the monument is one. And we're talking about people voting. We're talking about people registering to vote, making sure that they exercise their right to vote. Too many people died for us to have the right to vote. And we got somebody here talking about voting don't work. It ain't worked for 50 years. I don't even want to hear any of that. Don't want to hear any of that, because if it wasn't for voting, I promise you we wouldn't have gotten as far as we are right now. We would have never seen Obama in office if it wasn't for voting. So you can tell that, kill that noise. Miss me to the left and right with that, because I ain't trying to hear none of that. So I am a huge advocate of voting. I'm a huge advocate of registering to vote. I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, Independent, what. It doesn't matter to me. All I need for you to do is I need for you to actually vote. I need for you to be educated enough to know the people that you are voting for have your agenda. Guys, I can't tell you and stress that enough. They have to have your agenda. Stop putting people in office that you think are cool, that you went to high school with and played baseball or football or whatever. Stop doing that. Start making sure that the people you put in positions of power think like you, want the things that you want for your community, want the things that you want for your young people. Because, y'all, you see what's happening? We lost Congressman Lewis, a great fighter, a trailblazer, stood right beside Dr. King. We don't have that many more left, y'all. We don't have that many more left. And then when they're all gone, then what? If we haven't laid the blueprint down for our young people, they are going to be left in the dust. And who wants that? I don't want that. So we educate them now. We get them to the point where they know that voting counts. Voting matters. I hear you, Ms. D. We're going to make some announcements pretty soon, I hope. That's right. It's not too late to apply for an absentee ballot, and you can mail it by mail. The deadline's coming up soon, as Shane stated. So you have to understand the dynamics of what your community needs, what you want for your community, what you want for your school systems, what you want for the level of financial finances in your community. You have to understand what the need is. Because if you don't understand what the need is, then you are going to fall for that trick, and you're going to vote for somebody because they cool, or you're going to vote for somebody because you knew them in high school or something. Something crazy, you're going to vote for somebody for some reason that is not relevant to what should be going on in your train of thought. So educate yourself. And if those if there's people around you that know a little more than you, then ask them. Talk to them. See, we got to get past this point of we're not going to talk to one another because we don't want the other person to outshine us. Man, who I care about that. I don't care about that. Because I'm going to tell you, I learned a lot watching some of these people out here protest, watching some of the young people out here protest, watch some of the cats my age out here protesting. I learned a lot. I learned there are a lot of sharp people in this area that frighten politicians to their core, some politicians. There's some smart cats out here. And I'm telling you, we need to pay attention to that. We need to surround those that talk factual, that want the best for our community in a nonviolent approach. For the most part, almost every person that I know that has been protesting or that lets their voice be heard, it's all in a nonviolent approach. We all are following Dr. King's orders. We all are following his orders. It's just we have gotten some people in places that they don't need to be. And it's going to take our voice, our vote, our unified vote to make some things change. You know, I hear a lot of people talk about the Confederate statue. They say, well, if that statue come down, that Dr. King memorial or it should come down. So what? Take it down. Take it down. I don't think there's one person standing out there on the front lines. I'm not going to say they don't care, but they know who Dr. King is. We don't need anything to remind us who King is. We know who he is. We know what he done. So just make sure, though, if you go over there and you take Dr. King's memorial down, you make sure you take your behind to work on Dr. King's holiday. Don't stay home. Don't get a day off with pay. You go to work. Go to work if that's what you want. And I'll be fine with you taking it down. Take your behind to work. You don't get Dr. King holiday no more. Because everything he died for and that he fought for, it don't pertain to you. Because you're a divider. You're someone that wants to be in the middle of confusion and chaos, vision, which is ridiculous. You don't want peace, love, harmony, unity. You don't want progression for your community. You don't want progression for understanding each other as different races, as different cultures, as different people. You don't want that. You want hate. You want to fight. You want division. You want strife. You want a lot of negativity going on around you. That's what you want. That's what you're going to deserve. That's what you deserve. That's what you're going to get. So, yeah, for you that those that don't want Dr. King's memorial up there, go to work on Dr. King holiday. Please. I beg you. Go to work. You don't deserve to have that day off. But I bet you take it. I bet you take it. I bet you sitting at home watching Jerry Springer, whatever you watch. I bet you sit at home and you have a good old time on Dr. King's holiday. But be the first one to say that he ain't done nothing for anybody. Or if that monument leaves, Dr. King needs to leave too. The street needs to change. The name needs to change. You know, those are subliminal items. And why should that hurt anyone? So, my thoughts on it, go ahead, take it down. Change the name. I don't care. It doesn't change to me what Dr. King meant. It doesn't change to me what he fought for. Those are just things that are honoring him. We can honor him in many, many, many ways. So that don't hurt my feelings. But that Confederate monument does. It needs to go. It needs to go somewhere where it will be properly acknowledged. That's not the right place for it. And I promise you guys, if you don't understand that by now, then we have a more deeply rooted problem than I thought from the very beginning. I don't think the average person know how hard it was to be on that council of understanding. I don't think you guys really understand how hard it was being rooms with people who really does not feel the way you feel about slavery, about the monument, about the temperature of Gastonia right now. But let me say this. Even though we were on opposite positions of that monument, there were a couple, I'm going to say a couple, and I mean a couple, of people that who felt differently than I felt about the monument, but did not want to be disrespectful. And at the end of the day, they agreed to leave knowing that we agree to disagree. That don't mean I hate you. It don't mean we friends, but we agree to disagree. And we left it at that. But there are some I'll leave it at that. I'll leave it at that. But it was very difficult being on that council. But also, it was enlightening being on that council, too, because I've seen a lot of things. I felt a lot of different feelings. And for the most part, our county really wants peace and unity. It's just a small group of people that don't. But our county want peace and unity. And I know a lot of people are like, well, why you say that with all this going on? It doesn't look like, yeah, it doesn't, but it's true. I can't tell you how many, and I hate to use the white and black thing, but I can't tell you how many Caucasian ladies or gentlemen come up to me after we were having meetings at that courthouse, and they were saying, you know, you guys I'm pulling for you because we're divided and we need change. We need change, and we need some real unity in our communities. Well, they call them neighborhoods. I call them communities. They said we really need some unity, and I really stand with you, and I want to see the right thing happen. Now, these are a lot of Caucasian people coming to me. Now, I had some black people come to me, too, and I had some Spanish-speaking people come to me also. Now, I don't about anybody else, but I know who come up to me. And it makes you feel some sort of way knowing that you're not fighting it alone. There are people out there who feel the same way you do. Some people are just too afraid to express that because they don't want the backlash. They don't want the backlash. So at some point in time, guys, which is now, not later, we have to fight as one. We have to make our voice heard. And, I mean, that goes for everything. That goes for, the school systems. That goes for, jobs that's in our community that we don't think should be in our community because they're not doing that for our community. They just fatten in their pockets. We got to be able to speak on one universal front. Now, know what Gastonia don't want to happen. When people start withholding their money, their funds, because they're not liking what's going on, then there's a problem. There's a problem. We don't need that. All we need is for you to do the right thing. You said that you are leading this county because you know that there are good people here in Gastonia, in Gaston County. There are. But show the people that put you in office why they put you in office. Do the right thing. Remove the divisive measures. Remove those things that keep us divided so that the healing process can start, so that unity can actually start. And if we're unified on one front, God, you don't have no idea how far that can take Gastonia, in Gaston County, that is. You have no idea. That's what we need to be. We need to speak as one. Dr. King done it best. He moved in numbers because he knew with numbers, the chances are they would hear you because you're louder and it's more of you. And if all of you felt the same way, I don't think a couple of people are ready to just go at a whole county of people that feel the same way. When people want change, they're going to get change. Speaking of change, Ms. D, I hope you put that link. Now, I need for you guys to donate to the show. I need for you to donate to the show because in 3 weeks, like I told you, we are going to have the first episode of Shop Talk, and it's going to be on Facebook Watch. You guys are going to love it. I promise you. It's going to be just as addicting as Atlanta Housewives, but it's not going to be toxic. I promise you it won't be that toxic. But it's not going to be toxic at all. It's going to be definitely invigorating. It's going to be educational. It's going to be informative. And it's going to be very much so something that you are not going to be able to wait to see the next episode. So I promise you guys, it's worth it. It's worth it. If you have Venmo, you can go to at James-Muhammad-9 and donate that way. And you guys can claim it or whatever as a donation at the end of the year, because the radio show is an entity. Just like I stated before, it is a true entity. It's not made up. It's a true entity. It's a business. So I want you guys to really, really take advantage of that. And I want to see all the support that we can get, because if we can't support one another, then how do you think we're going to get to the next level anyway? See, that's a problem I have. That's a problem I have. We will not, or we have not supported one another like we should. There's new businesses popping up all over. But do you guys know that I have been doing this show since 2009? And I have constantly given you a platform. I openly give my platform to the community because I know that a lot of people don't have the platform to get their message across. But then when there's a need for growth, especially with this show, all I ask is a little support. That's all I ask. And I don't ask unless we really, truly need it and know that it's going to get us to the next level. I'm not just going to ask just to be asking, because I can take care of things myself. But if I need help from my people, my listeners, my audience, my faithful, then I ask. And I don't think there's nothing wrong with that. But on the same token, we have to know that we have to support one another. Let's stop being jealous. Stop with the jealousy stuff. That is not becoming of anyone. Stop with it. We cannot say we want peace and unity if we can't be peaceful with each other. If we can't be unified with each other, we don't want peace and unity outside of each other. I know some of you are not going to like that statement, but it's a true statement. Be peaceful and unified with one another. Then you start seeking to be peaceful and unified with people that don't look like you. You can't do it backwards. You can't do it backwards. Stop trying. Let's get it right this time, guys. Get it right this time. Let's make sure that what we are doing is going to count, because we got a lot of young people that are looking for guidance from us. And if we don't give them that guidance, then we have failed them. And I've told you guys on this show that I will not be a part of failure for anyone younger than me, even for my children. I will not be a part of the failure. So our blueprint has to be tight. It has to be skin tight. And it has to be so on point that our young people, all they got to do is just follow. And success will come their way. And our young people are the ones that have the gall to make sure that it is followed to a T. We just got to leave them good measures to get by. And one of those have another. Y'all, let's stop this silliness. Let's stop this not wanting to do things for one another because we're scared that they're going to get ahead of you. So what? Do you guys know how many people I've had on this show that went on to do great things? Great things. Yeah, this is, you're right. He posted that one more time for those who have missed seeing it. Obama's eulogy of John Lewis, tremendously relevant and powerful, and I agree with him. You need to go listen to it. Click the link and go listen to it, because it was words that needed to be stated today. There was a calming atmosphere that I think we all appreciated right now. Guys, we got so much going on right now. We got division. We got COVID. We got elections. We got so much going on. So much going on, and everyone's still walking around here like everything's sweet. Ain't nothing sweet. We still got issues. We still got issues that definitely need to be taken care of. We got things that really need to be acknowledged, and we have to start letting our voice be heard. I'm not afraid to let our voice be heard. We need to let our voice be heard. If there's something we don't like in our community, speak up for it. There's something that's going on with our children in education. Speak up for it. Fight for your teachers. My goodness, I ain't never in my life seen as many people that don't want to fight for their teachers. Do y'all know how important teachers are? Do y'all know how important schools itself are? Number to call is 515-602-9785. Guys, come back. We're going to talk a little bit more about Congressman Lewis, and we'll close out the show. You guys are definitely live in a day with Jay.
Come back. What's up, my people? This is Big Easy from K-Cup Records. You're listening to Live in the Day with Jay Radio Show. Keep your heads ringing.
Welcome back to the show. Guys, real quick, definitely check out the show tomorrow. It's going to be a good show. We got Free Fall Friday, but I got some interesting twists coming to the show tomorrow, so I think you'll like it. If you haven't, if you got a Venmo account, if not, get one. It's free. And donate to the show. Donate to what we have going on with Shop Talk, which you guys are going to absolutely love. In 3 weeks, we'll have the first episode be playing on Facebook Watch. So you guys will get a really good glimpse of what's going on. I will definitely... I hear you not. I would definitely... have a second commercial up pretty soon. So you guys will, you'll like it. You'll like it. I promise you it's real informative. It's going to be just what you need. So if I tell you guys all the time, I'll tell you again, tell somebody you love them that you don't never tell that you love or that you haven't told you love because you don't know what tomorrow is. That's why I tell you guys each and every show that I love you with the greatest love that I know. It's the love of God because he gives it to me each and every day. So I want you guys to think about what's going on. Think about what's going on in your community. Think about who you can help, how you can help them, and when you need to help them, and get it done. You guys have definitely been Live in the Day with Jay. See you tomorrow on tomorrow's show. It's going to be a good show. I really want you to check it out. All right? You definitely been Live in the Day with Jay. See you tomorrow. Peace.